You're going to have to take my word for it that we're completely confident that the Queen's views were expressed exactly as we've outlined them in both the headline and the story. And it's also the case that we knew much more than we published, and that remains the case. It's also the case that there's not just one occasion when these views were aired, and most people have spent an inordinate amount of time focusing on a lunch with Nick Clegg. But there was a second occasion where she expressed similarly scathing views about the EU at Buckingham Palace. So we didn't put this in the paper with only one source. There were multiple sources for what we had to do, and we're in no doubt that the story is accurate.
OK, so because the story that you're from the lunch with Privy Councillors was before we even knew that there was a referendum, are you suggesting that since then she has stated to people that you know, and you have two sources for this, that she wants the UK out of the EU?
I'm saying that there were two occasions, and I'm not going to tell you the precise details of the second occasion because all it will do is set off a rather absurd mole hunt. In the fashion of today's newspapers, which are seeking to name Michael Gove. And I think it would be very unfair to the sources.
OK, but on the timing, the critical thing is whether she knew there was going to be a referendum or not.
I think that's semantics with respect. In 2011, it's pretty clear that the Eurozone was in the midst of a huge crisis, and it would be entirely unsurprising if Her Majesty had views on the matter and felt that Britain's destiny was best served outside of the European Union. Indeed, the Daily Telegraph today
The story is markedly different if it becomes far more recent that she's made comments about a vote to leave the EU. That is entirely different. There were plenty of people who were disparaging about the EU 5 years ago, who now are supporting a vote for the UK to stay in the EU.
I think that's semantics. We didn't hide the fact that the lunch was in 2011. The story stands and is accurate. I'm confident the story is completely right.
On the question of Michael Gove, of course, that lunch, there were only very few people there, one of whom was Michael Gove, which is possibly why the Telegraph today is leading on a story that he may be the source of this story.
Well, you wouldn't expect me for a single moment to reveal anything about the sourcing of a story in The Sun. Those of a cynical mind would think there's an attempt to take somebody like Michael Gove out of the Leave campaign, and the fact that Nick Clegg and Wes Streeting have been on their hind legs complaining about it vociferously would rather point in that direction. But you certainly wouldn't expect me to do anything that would identify our sources whatsoever.
Segment 1.
You're going to have to take my word for it that we're completely confident that the Queen's views were expressed exactly as we've outlined them in both the headline and the story. And it's also the case that we knew much more than we published, and that remains the case. It's also the case that there's not just one occasion when these views were aired, and most people have spent an inordinate amount of time focusing on a lunch with Nick Clegg. But there was a second occasion where she expressed similarly scathing views about the EU at Buckingham Palace. So we didn't put this in the paper with only one source. There were multiple sources for what we had to do, and we're in no doubt that the story is accurate.
Segment 2.
OK, so because the story that you're from the lunch with Privy Councillors was before we even knew that there was a referendum, are you suggesting that since then she has stated to people that you know, and you have two sources for this, that she wants the UK out of the EU?
I'm saying that there were two occasions, and I'm not going to tell you the precise details of the second occasion because all it will do is set off a rather absurd mole hunt. In the fashion of today's newspapers, which are seeking to name Michael Gove. And I think it would be very unfair to the sources.
OK, but on the timing, the critical thing is whether she knew there was going to be a referendum or not.
Segment 3.
I think that's semantics with respect. In 2011, it's pretty clear that the Eurozone was in the midst of a huge crisis, and it would be entirely unsurprising if Her Majesty had views on the matter and felt that Britain's destiny was best served outside of the European Union. Indeed, the Daily Telegraph today
says she did raise
the Eurozone's crisis.
The story is markedly different if it becomes far more recent that she's made comments about a vote to leave the EU. That is entirely different. There were plenty of people who were disparaging about the EU 5 years ago, who now are supporting a vote for the UK to stay in the EU?
I think that's semantics. We didn't hide the fact that the lunch was in 2011. The story stands and is accurate. I'm confident the story is completely right.
Segment 4.
On the question of Michael Gove, of course, that lunch, there were only very few people there, one of whom was Michael Gove, which is possibly why the Telegraph today is leading on a story that he may be the source of this story.
Well, you wouldn't expect me for a single moment to reveal anything about the sourcing of a story in The Sun. Those of a cynical mind would think there's an attempt to take somebody like Michael Gove out of the Leave campaign, and the fact that Nick Clegg and Wes Streeting have been on their hind legs complaining about it vociferously would rather point in that direction. But you certainly wouldn't expect me to do anything that would identify our sources whatsoever.